Sorry to cut off that lovely queen, everyone. Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Word of the Day. That was I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats, and this is Word of the Day on WMFO in Medford. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chris. Hello.
Welcome. The word of the day today is Monday. Monday.
Lunes.
A day of the week.
Yeah.
The first day of the week, to be specific.
No, that's Sunday.
That's dependent that's on the culture.
We'll get into
it's
that.
Arguably Sunday.
We'll get into that later.
You brought it up.
It's derived from the Old English Moonendag and the Middle English Munenday, which means moon day. Chris, do you have a sentence with Monday?
We have Monday classes today. Everybody
we do.
Who goes to Tufts, it's, which is banging because I have a banging Monday schedule.
We decided for this playlist.
Bangin'? What, banging?
Banging?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was kind of saying that facetiously.
I don't know okay. what facetious means.
You didn't
so
bring enough facetiousness into that.
Facetious.
It was meant to be an aside.
Fair.
Whatever. Right. Let's talk about Monday.
Okay. I have such a good schedule. I'm going to take a nap in between my Spanish recitation and my choir class, and that's like a 4-hour period just for napping. And I
that
couldn't
is lovely.
I couldn't be realistically more excited.
That is lovely.
Yeah. Could you not be more excited? I think you could be more excited.
I don't think
you could
that
be screaming
could be.
Right now.
Well, I mean, I got that all out of my system before this. You know that screaming this morning? That was me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
It's been
that
more
was
gradual.
Weird screaming.
Yep.
Yeah. It was.
Very vibrato.
Well, I'm glad we know the source now.
Yep.
Yeah. Should we play another song?
Why not?
Let's go with Monday by...
All of them are called Monday.
The Jam.
Oh, that one.
It should be noted for all of you listeners at home, Charlie is the only one that really knows every song on this playlist today.
I know literally nothing on this playlist. This is a
I think
surprise.
I know two of them.
I know... Like, I remember he showed it to me, and I remember, like three. Well,
they're good. They're all good.
No, they're good.
You'll
they're
know more. You'll know more
good,
by the
which
end.
Is, like, I'm surprised.
All right, do you want to play the song?
I
played it. Started again?
I mean, I don't see why not.
All right.
Okay.
Monday.
Go team.
By the Jam.
Monday. By the Jam.
Monday. Chris, sorry, my Spotify's being janky.
How's it going? Is it saying, like, we'll not
we're
play?
We're playing these
yeah,
off of vinyl.
Like, restart now. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, restart it.
Close.
Yay.
Reopen.
Okay, so...
This is what happens when we don't do our show on a
first
Thursday.
Day of the week, Monday, named for the moon. Lunedì in
my
Italian, named for
janky.
La Luna.
Let's check a different song.
Okay.
Tuesday, of course.
All right, Zach, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to stop you there.
Sorry.
Because no one is interested
in
that.
We were getting into the interesting ones. We were getting into the Norse gods.
I mean...
Two, Odin, Thor, Frigga, Saturday. I don't really know what Saturday is named for. Do you know what Saturday is named for, Chris?
Saturn.
Saturn, that's good. I should have known
that.
Yeah,
read a book.
Then Sunday, I have no idea what Sunday could have been named for.
The sun.
Darn.
I know. I'm very clever.
I really should have got that.
I know. You sound like a 60s secretary right now.
We've already established what a 60s secretary sounds like, Chris.
As well as a 50s secretary.
I don't know. I feel like there's a big difference.
This is Monday by
okay,
the Jam.
Okay, we got it.
Came and stole my thunder. on your marks, get set, go!
That was Monday Morning by the band that I listen to when I feel angsty, Pulp.
That's
so, guys,
your angsty band?
It's a weird band to listen to when you're
That's
angsty.
That's like the Diet Coke of angsty.
I'm sorry
bands.
That my angsty phase is mid-90s Sheffield.
What's
but
a
it
Sheffield?
Happens. It's a town in England. It's an industrial center.
Oh, I thought it was either like a cheese company or like a type of impressionist artist or something.
I think of Mr. Okay, Sheffield then. From The Nanny.
This
All right.
is an original Sheffield. Sorry, what?
Top ten days of the week, go.
Top ten?
I would definitely say yeah. Thor's Day top is 10. Up there, as long as Odin, as well as
What's
Odin's
your obsession
day.
With Norse gods this morning?
I mean, I'm kind of always obsessed with Norse gods.
What's your favorite Norse god?
I would probably have to say Baldur.
What does
who,
he do?
Who are they?
Baldur is the one who, so when he was a kid, was it? Oh, yeah. So when he was a kid, his mom, like, brought every single thing in the world up to him and was like, hey, don't hurt Baldur. Don't hurt Baldur. Don't hurt Baldur. And everyone was like, okay, we're not going to hurt Baldur. Like, every, like, thing in the world. So he was immortal.
What, like, except, like trees and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except for one thing, which.
But no one likes the really overprotective mother.
I think it's Ivy. I think, like, the one thing, like...
Blue Ivy Carter?
No. I think it's just, like you know, like branches. Because she was like, how could Ivy ever hurt him? And then Loki convinces some other god, I forget who it was, to make an arrow out of Ivy and shoot it at Baldur. And then Baldur dies.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Chris, what's your favorite day of the week?
Okay, so I really like Thursdays just because it's almost like a pre-Friday.
And we have our radio show on Thursdays, except also, today, because we have it on a Monday.
That's true. Today is, in the eyes of Tufts University, a Monday. Because, why not? Because
we're quirky like that.
I love how, it's just like when they have, oh yeah, but I really like Thursdays because it's like a pre-Friday, but I also really like Saturdays. I love Saturdays. But then, like, I also love how the school's like, President's Day is on a Monday, so we'll just reschedule Monday classes.
Well, that's because Tufts likes to have 14 weeks of classes, and that's 14 weeks is in 14 exact 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And by reordering it this way, we would make sure that we have enough Mondays to
it
go around.
It makes perfect sense.
I know, but, like, all of the professors are like, if I had a nickel every time one of my professors was like, I guess we're doing Monday classes because Tufts. And I'm like, so if I had a nickel every time that happened, I'd have 6 nickels because that happened in every one of my classes.
Thank you, President Monaco.
Thank you, President Monaco. Thank you, like...
The Academy.
I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank Mondays. Lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to loot?
So none of our favorite days of the week is Monday?
No.
No, that's... Monday's a horrible day.
Elaborate on why it's a horrible
day. I like
day.
Mondays...
Because
it's
where the
I
weekend
like,
goes to die.
That is
I like,
true.
I like Mondays on long weekends. Because then it's like, ooh, Monday.
Yeah, like, then it's like, then I can, like, go get, like, brunch or, like, fold laundry, like, do some adult stuff.
Monday's the time at which you think to yourself, you can't think to yourself, this week is almost over. Because it's not. It's literally just started.
Oh, producer Danny, who's, like, here for, like, once.
Because he's not slacking this
morning. Brought a picture of Garfield.
Garfield hates Mondays as
Garfield
well.
Garfield does hate Mondays.
But he does love lasagna.
Are you telling me that Andrew Garfield Rick and Morty, hates right? Mondays?
Okay. The producer Danny, do you remember the Gazerbas
Army? Let's play another song. This is going to be Monday Morning by...
Which one? There's
the Allman Brothers Band?
The fact you know these is blowing my mind.
This is Monday Morning by Allman Brothers, live from American University.
Oh, we live near there.
Stormy Monday, but truth is just as bad. The common stormy Monday, but truth is just as bad. Is also sad. Now the eagle flies on Friday and Saturday I go out to play. The eagle flies on Friday and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church there and I live there. Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. I found my baby. Won't somebody please come home? All right. Thank you.
That was Monday Morning by Christina Aguilera, preceded, as I mentioned, by Monday Morning by the Allman Brothers Band, throwing three Monday Morning songs at a row on this Monday morning at you.
Only on Word of the Day, WMFO in Medford.
This is hard on Monday morning.
Hard-hitting radio musical journalism about the word Monday, which is a proper noun. We don't usually do proper nouns, but we're throwing one at you today.
Hooray!
That's true. It's probably one of the most common proper nouns, though, when you think about it.
Not like it?
Yeah, capital it.
Oh, well, yeah, it, but...
Or...
I'd say one of. Wumbo
is a popular capital noun as well.
I wumbo, you wumbo.
Yeah, little known. It's a proper noun even when used as a verb.
Wombology? The study
of wumbo?
All
right, chill with that.
Daisy, read your thing.
That was the end.
Chill with that.
Daisy, read your announcement.
Zach has a PSA for us.
Daisy has an announcement, everybody.
Give me some science sounds.
Science. Science.
What
Bill,
is science?
Bill,
if you're
Bill.
Interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's BostonScienceLectures.com.
BostonScienceLectures.com.
Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events.
Nerdly.
It says nerdly.
It says nerdly.
Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event.
Wow.
I love free food.
So check out BostonScienceLectures.com.
BostonScienceLectures.com.
This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Record.
Do you say Medford?
That's BostonScienceLectures.com.
BostonScienceLectures.
BostonScienceLectures.com. Pshaw. There actually is like a little part in here that's kind of like a random expletive, so I chose to put pshaw in there.
You're not going
to
use bangin'?
We discussed it. That's okay for radio.
Let's do banging again.
Yeah.
Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. Banging. That works.
Yeah, that's not as good.
You could also throw some emerald at this and just go bam.
Or you could be like Doug Dimmadome, home of the
Doug Dimmadome. So that would be in that case would be most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. My name's Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dim's Den.
Zach, what's up with you this morning?
What do you mean?
You seem to be much more hyper and prone to loud referencing.
I know, but the fact that I didn't try to fight any of you this morning in my sleepy crankiness,
that is true.
I feel is really impressive.
I think it's the 4 hours of sleep, because I went to bed last night at 2, forgetting completely that I
decisions were made that may be questionable.
The only decision that was made was not to go to bed.
Yeah. And that was many questionable decisions.
Yesterday
in itself.
Like a Sunday night. We were still in the weekend mentality.
I mean, I don't have any classes today on Mondays.
Why don't you have classes today?
On Mondays, I don't have classes.
Oh, right, but you have horrible Thursdays.
Oh, they're not too bad.
No, he made his schedule different, so it's not as bad anymore.
Yeah, I changed it a little bit, so now I have a little bit more stuff on Wednesday.
I have a pretty bad Thursday. I run from like 9:30 to 6.
I just have like off and on like class, a little bit of break, class, a little bit of break, and so on until I pass out.
How's your Monday schedule?
Mondays are like, we're talking 4 hour nap. We're talking Spanish recitation where we really just play games the whole time. Mm. We're talking other like healthcare in America, but there's a guest lecture today, so really just nap time.
So it seems like none of us have any really real intense Mondays.
I know Andrew does, and I laugh at his face.
I mean, but Andrew isn't here, so I don't care about him as a person.
That's right, Andrew. We don't care. Andrew, you know who you are. Andrew from Hill.
So you would say that none of our Mondays are manic?
Oh.
False.
You know whose Mondays are manic, though?
I have no idea.
The Bangles. This is the Bangles with their song Magic Monday.
Manic.
Manic Monday. It's magic.
Valentino by a girl.
That was New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran, preceded by Manic Monday by the band that brought us Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bangles. And so, guys, what are your opinions on the most important part of Monday? Monday Night Football.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the Monday?
I don't know what a first down is.
And yeah. I do know what a first down
Chris
is.
Chris does not know the rules of football.
I really don't.
Let's not spend
Cindy
this trying
and Ray
to explain
dropped
it.
The ball really hard.
Just like all those people who didn't catch a football.
They really, like, what is it? They dribbled? Double dribbled?
No, that's basketball.
Fumbled.
Sure.
Okay. Although dropping...
They really fumbled with my education on sports. I know a lot about Latin, but I don't know a lot about sports
at all. You know about Latin?
I used to.
Did you take Latin?
No, I just had like 9 years of Catholic school.
Sister
Rosemary really beat it into you.
Oh, that's Sister
Everyone
Rosemary.
Everyone knows the names of their nuns.
Oh, you got Sister Rosemary. You got Sister Roberta. You got the third one.
The third one. That was her official title, by the way.
Yeah, the third one. She was
Sister
like,
Third One.
She was like sister like background. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sister act.
Colbert did an interview with some writer, I forget who it was, who went to Catholic school, and he was talking about how he every time he's writing, he always imagines like one of the nuns standing over his shoulder being like, "That's very disappointing, Bob."
Well, it wasn't Catholic school. Like when I was growing up from like kindergarten to eighth grade, I had two schools that I went to. So I had my like regular school like during the day, and then on Sundays and Wednesdays I'd have 5 hours at which it was like basically like a Bible.
But not on Monday?
Sure. What?
Not on Monday?
No. But it was like Sunday morning and like Wednesday night. And it was the worst.
Oh, Monday.
So
what else happens on Monday?
Well, I mean, I said Monday Night Football. Sometimes there's WWE Monday Night Raw.
I don't know what that is at all.
Monday is a dark day at most of the Equity theaters in the United States, unless they're switching to a schedule with a dark day on Tuesday, which they occasionally do in the holiday season.
I don't know what an Equity theater is.
Okay, so Equity is the Actors Union. An Actors Union demands that the actors get one day off a week, and so it's an industry rule that you usually have that day off on a Monday, unless you switch it to a Tuesday, or unless you get a day off because of a holiday, in which case you don't get another day off.
So it's a rule that it's on Monday,
except when it's not.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just standard is on Monday, and then there are certain exceptions when circumstances demand it.
Yay.
I'm sorry, I was skimming the 2014 Jumbo's Tufts Admissions Manual magazine.
A quick moment of silence for Dean Coffin, who is leaving us at the end of this year to go to Dartmouth.
Boo! Who'd want to go to Dartmouth?
Myth.
Gross.
No one wants to go to Dartmouth.
How McLovin many Dartmouth goes students to Dartmouth. Does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
I actually don't have a punchline. I just really dislike Dartmouth. I don't even have a reason for it.
How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
Only one, but the light bulb has to want to change.
How many Harvard students does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Their dads to do it for them with money.
No, they hold it in place while the world spins around them.
How many Jumbos does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, wait. I know this punchline.
There's no, I don't.
Oh.
I'm making
okay,
money.
How many Tufts students does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One, because they get a practical education at one of the nation's leading liberal arts research universities.
Wrong. Two, one to screw it in, one to say they did it just as well as an Ivy.
Very true.
That's very good.
And I was like, ooh, that one's
one
pretty
to
mean.
One to applaud them for being a special snowflake afterwards.
How many Oberlin students does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
They decide they don't need light. And they just live in the dark like weird worms.
No, 10. One to screw it in, and 9 to say that it was cultural appropriation to do so.
I'm imagining Oberlin being in an airplane hangar, and you open the doors, and everyone's kind of just like a worm. And they all, like...
Like that scene in District 9 where they
I
open up
haven't seen
the...
District 9.
I haven't seen District 9 either.
But they, but like, 9? The door no. opens and the light streams into the hangar and they just recoil in pain.
This is exactly like light. A scene in District 9. You should no, see District 9 no, just for this now. Reference.
Because, like, when it snows, they have, like, passages under their schools. I remember this from the tour. They have passages under their school. Better?
Yeah.
Okay. They have passages under their school, and where it's, like, rather than, like, walk outside where it's cold, they just walk underneath the school.
You see, that's different. That's more like mole people. I'm talking, like, serious inactivity. Although, to be fair, when I imagine Cornell, I imagine it entirely in black and white every single time.
I took a tour of there once, and it's like it looked like where creativity goes to die.
I just imagine it as... I imagine it as Omashu from Avatar The Last Airbender just because of all the gorges. Like, I imagine Cornell is just like a small little, like, mountain next to these giant gorges.
I think Cornell is, like, Tufts, but not as good. And much wider.
Or, like, have you read...
yeah, I would agree.
Or, like, have you read that thing where it's, like, have you read...
Come
that,
on, you got this.
That book.
I have read a book, yes.
The Importance that of Being Earnest.
No, that,
that's
that,
a play.
No, it's
I love
no,
it.
No, the other book where that thing happens.
Catcher in the Rye.
Anthem. Anthem by Ayn Rand.
No, I've not read anything.
I need to catch up on my objectivist.
Okay, so
reading.
My dad was like, "Hey, son, you're being too liberal. We are going to pay you money so you to read can to read one piece of conservative literature."
Oh, so hold on. You read that rather than say Atlas Shrugged or The Fountainhead?
Atlas Shrugged is a lot longer.
Anthem was like 90 pages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I read that, and, like, the society that Ayn Rand makes is exactly Cornell. It is, like...
Yeah.
Producer Danny knocked over the phone.
That's pretty much her idea.
Much, like, he's terrible at his job. Just the worst
yeah.
at his job.
Yeah. You know what time that he is terrible at his job?
When he...
To make a bad segue?
What?
Mondays.
Monday Morning by Death Cab for Cutie. Let's get
Which
indie up in here. It's the Death Cab one.
I wouldn't call them indie.
They're the faux
it's
indie.
Playing.
Yeah, that's a good.
There we go.
Captured in black and white.
That was Monday by Wilco off of their 1996 album Being There.
Wow, that is an old AF album.
That album,
it's 19 years old.
Is 1 year older than I am.
That was before I was a person.
Yeah, that was before I was. Well, you might have been conceived at that point. You never know.
In
1996, you were probably conceived in 1996. When's your birthday?
May 30th.
Yeah,
so I like to think I was like the kids are gone for school baby.
Yeah, I didn't have that
problem.
Like,
have a nice day at work. I'm gonna go be alone in my house for the first time in 3 months. Baby, you know, like one of those.
Yeah.
Did your sisters go to boarding school, or
do we seem like boarding school children?
I don't know. Well, you were just saying like the kids are out of the house.
Yeah, they could be. They could have gone for ice cream.
Yeah.
No, like fair. I think I'm a first day of school baby.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's about all the time we have today.
Is it really?
With that nice note. So yeah, this is our last show for the time being on this time slot. Next week we'll either be back here or at a different time. Check your schedule, devoted listener. To find
us. Are we going to the new schedule by next week?
It's effective midnight Sunday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I really wish we knew what the time slot was.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
So, the word of the day today has been Monday. This show has been brought to you by Tufts Mondays and President Anthony Monaco for making it a Tufts Monday.
So, Monaco, your jogging form is super, super good.
We saw President Monaco
jogging.
I saw
President Monaco today.
He's probably listening.
I know, I hope he is. In between is like genetic whatever. What does he do?
Hi, Mr. President.
I think he's just the president. I don't think he does anything.
But I mean, like, he's like famous for something. He like invented genetics.
Biology stuff.
Chris.
I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
And I'm Chris.
For producer Danny, you've been listening to Word of the Day. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We'd like to thank you for sticking with us despite our horrible banter. This is Monday, Monday, Monday. Bye. Tegan and Sarah. We'll see you next week.